good right here. So my name is Marvina, and I'm with DC Central Kitchen, and also we partnered with American University. So we out in the community today, just asking people how they've been affected by the COVID. Can you tell me your first name?
Sean Hurd.
Sean. Okay, Mr. Sean, what has been the biggest challenge to you during the pandemic?
Income, money, funds.
Okay. Has there been anything that has been good for you during the pandemic?
When I was getting unemployed.
Okay. Can you describe what the pandemic has meant to you in one word?
New.
New? Okay. And is there something that you hope will happen different once the pandemic is over for yourself or your family, for the community, or just in general?
Yeah. Go back to normal and get even better out here.
Okay. Awesome. Did you know what public health was before the pandemic started?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to describe what public health, what you think public health is?
The government, those that reside in higher places, making sure that the public has proper health, that our health care are met, our needs are met when it comes to our health care.
Where do you get your information, your resources that you trust? Where do you get that from?
A book, or I might Google it.
Okay. And how has it been navigating food? Have you had any trouble with food access?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. And do you shop at the corner stores?
Yeah.
How often do you shop here or at the corner stores?
Every time I'm in the area, because my mother stays in the area.
Okay. How do you find the products at the corner store?
This is the best store in this radius.
Okay.
I know that the owners, they very polite people.
Okay.
Awesome people.
Okay. And have there been any programs that have made a difference in you and your family, you know, life during the pandemic?
UPO, but I already graduated, so they told me I gotta wait a year to go back in.
Oh, wow. And what do you expect from your family or the different institutions or what have you, you know, once this pandemic is over?
We get more housing for the homeless.
Okay.
And more income.
Okay.
More opportunity for all.
Okay. And what do you think your biggest fear is with the COVID-19 going forward? What is your biggest fear?
That it won't end no time soon.
Okay.
And they keep mutating.
Okay. And, how do you think that the government, you know, the District of Columbia or the mayor, how do you think they've handled the situation of the COVID?
Not good. I'm going to vote for Red Grant.
Okay. And so how do you think, did I already say this? How do you think the district, I did ask you how you think the district managed, I just asked you that. Okay, so what is your position about the vaccine? How do you feel about the vaccine?
I believe that they should force it on everyone, definitely to further their education or whatnot. I don't believe in that. I believe if they don't want to get it, they shouldn't have to get it, and they should have the choice to get tested every week, like it was doing at first.
Okay.
I feel like they forcing it on everybody, and that's not right. Because it goes against my religious beliefs, me personally.
Okay.
And I believe there's many ways you can keep yourself healthy.
Okay.
And, you know, you got to keep yourself healthy, too.
Okay. And so is there anything that you would like to say that I haven't asked you a question that we haven't discussed? Is there anything you just want to say?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Thank you.